CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and it's time again for At the Movies with Mel. So we welcome Melanie Cutting, and what do we have for movies and shows today, Melanie?
Okay, well, nothing actually in the movies. Mm-hmm. For no big surprise. The movies have kind of shut down here, and I imagine many other places, which is unfortunate for a number of reasons. Partly because I love going to the movies, and also more importantly because it's it's put a number of people out of work, and businesses are suffering, and movies that we've sort of been looking forward to are delayed, in some cases indefinitely. So that's a bit disappointing. I mean, I'm sure the movie stars are still getting paid, that they're not in such tough shape, but it has a lot of ramifications for people in the film industry. And that's one of the things that we do quite well here in Quebec is make movies. However, I can and will speak about Netflix. I had mentioned several times in the past, that there are many movies that end up streaming rather than going into theaters. And sometimes they're just outstanding movies. And in fact, Academy Award winners. Several times in the past, you don't have to go to the movies to see some really high quality films. One that comes to mind is The Marriage Story, which again won a number of awards. The Irishman won a number of big time film awards, and so on. So what's happening on Netflix currently is two movies are playing that are, again, movies that I think would have opened in theaters in other times. And I've seen them both. Most recently, last night, I watched The Chicago 7, which is a 2020 movie from Aaron Sorkin, who happens to be one of my favorite directors. He was responsible for The West Wing and a number of other programs, but notably The West Wing and Broadcast News. And anyway, he's just an exceptional, clever, smart, eloquent guy. So whatever he does, I tend to watch and enjoy. And in the case of The Chicago 7, it was really quite amazing. He has done an excellent job of capturing the 1969, actually. There was an event in 1968 which sparked headlines around the world, and especially in North America, and that was the trial of the Chicago 7. The Chicago 7 being those several young men who had gone to Chicago for the Democratic National Convention, specifically to protest, to make noise about the war in Vietnam. And he really has captured that era, and he has a really superb cast for this. Sacha Baron Cohen plays Abbie Hoffman, who's kind of a show unto himself. And his colleague Jerry Rubin is also played by an award-winning actor. And the big name besides Sacha Baron Cohen, the big name in the movie is a British actor who is playing. And I'm not giving you his name because it as usual escaped me. But there's a British actor who is playing an American. Who was part of? He was the head of the Students for a Democratic Society, the SDS back then. Eddie Redmayne. Sorry, I knew it would come to me if I thought about it. Eddie Redmayne, and he makes a wonderful American activist. He's a very, very skilled and versatile actor. So this is one that I would recommend very highly. It's not short. It's, I think, a little over 2 hours, but there, for me, really wasn't a dull moment in there. The story moves along from the courtroom where the trial of the Chicago 7 is taking place to the the place and the period when the actual Democratic convention and the riots that emanated from that were sparked. So you get to see both the aftermath of the riots and during, but it's mostly aftermath. And again, very, very perceptive writing and skilled directing. And Aaron Sorkin, in fact, did both. He was the writer and director. So, high on my list of movies that I would recommend. And if you have a Netflix subscription, or if you're sharing one with a friend, then definitely one to see. Another one, extremely good drama, is The Boys in the Band, which is, again, recent, 2020. And it was on Broadway. It was a Broadway show written by Mart Crowley. It came out, I think, as a movie, and now it's a movie again. And it concerns a group of 10 or 12 gay men in the 60s. And this is actually before AIDS arrived and really had a terrible impact on the gay population. So this is interestingly, so there's really, frankly, there's no reference to AIDS, but there is a lot of reference to what life as a gay man back then. Anyway, again, very well done, extremely well done, and an excellent cast, headed by Jim Parsons, who I think most people would recognize from The Big Bang Theory, which he's been doing for many years now. And my understanding is that the entire cast is, in fact, are portrayed by gay men. So they're gay men being portrayed by gay men, which is probably the right way to do it. So not the easiest movie to watch, but lots of drama, lots of emotion, lots of kind of soul searching. And definitely one afternoon when you're not sleepy to pull up a chair in front of the TV and turn this on. So Boys in the Band and The Chicago 7 are my two top theatrical movies which have been released on Netflix. I mentioned The Queen's Gambit. I've mentioned The Queen's Gambit, I think, several times, and that certainly is up there now. That is not a movie. That's a limited, what do they call it? A limited series. It has a beginning and an end. It's not going to have seasons the way many series do. But one series which does have seasons is The Crown, and the fourth season of The Crown just began this past weekend, so you can catch the entire fourth season on Netflix. You don't have to wait from week to week to catch the next episode. It's all there, but of course you would want to begin with episode one of season four. And this is the season when Olivia Colman, wonderful British actress, is older, and she's playing an older Queen Elizabeth, but not terribly old, because this again goes back to many years ago when Prince Charles had been advised that he could not pursue his first love, Camilla Parker Bowles, who was married, and she had a kind of an arranged marriage. She wasn't happy. Anyway, it just wasn't a good situation. So they said, no, you can't do that. It's not, that won't work. And look what happened to your uncle when he married someone who was truly, truly unsuitable. So he was advised to find someone who was suitable and who, frankly, looks good. So he ended up marrying, as we all know, marrying Diana Spencer, having dated her older sister for a while. And then he met her, and although she was considerably younger than he, they both decided, oh, well, this is the right thing to do. So, and I say the rest is history. We all know kind of how that played out and how it ended. So there's that plot, which is part of this season. There's also the much happening with Margaret Thatcher as the head of government. She becomes head of government in the first episode of this season four. And she's played by Gillian Anderson, who is definitely not British, but seems to have made a successful career out of portraying Brits. She is American or possibly Canadian, but she's certainly not British. Anyway, she does a very good job with Margaret Thatcher, who is, of course, you know, a character you can really sink your teeth into. So that's kind of a précis of what happens in at least the beginning of the current season. It's again a very high quality show, and it's hard to find fault with the way it's done, except a number of people, especially people who are monarchists, feel that maybe the royal family is not getting a fair shake in this, and maybe they're not. I think that every once in a while you will read about how the Queen and her husband and the rest of the family are watching this show and being pretty upset about it, but that's their problem. So another recommendation is The Crown, Queen's Gambit, Boys in the Band, The Chicago 7, and a new one which has just opened up, and I honestly don't know a lot about it, but it's a Sophia Loren movie. Sophia Loren being in her 80s and still looking like $1 million. And the movie is called The Life Ahead. And it just began on Netflix. One that you might want to try and catch if you didn't already, and I already mentioned it, is a movie called Enola Holmes. Enola Holmes being Sherlock's little sister. And the star, and she really is a star, she has star qualities, Millie Bobby Brown, who people will remember from Stranger Things, the series on TV last year, and, well, two or three seasons now. So, Enola Holmes is another recommendation, and maybe last but not least, I will mention a documentary, which I've seen in the theater a while ago, and now it's on Netflix. It's called The Biggest Little Farm. So mark that down, The Biggest Little Farm. It's a really wonderful documentary. There's something for everybody on Netflix. I know some people say, oh, I had Netflix and there was nothing there, so I don't have it anymore. But I don't quite see how that's possible. Not everything is super high quality, but there is really something for everybody. There must be 100 programs for kids. There are documentaries. There's science fiction. There's drama. There's comedy. There's really everything on Netflix. And it is not outrageously expensive, depending on what package you buy. I think it ranges from maybe $12 to $16 a month. And you can share your subscription. So you might want to share it with one or two other folks, and it makes it extremely inexpensive, especially when you compare it to going off to the movies. There are other streaming services, and I think a lot of them are really fine. Amazon Prime is good. The Disney Channel is good. Apple TV is good. But if you figure, okay, I'm only going to put my money into one streaming channel, then I would recommend that would be Netflix. You get a lot of bang for your buck on Netflix. So that's about it for this week. There's just, as I said, there's no movies playing. It looks as if there will be no movies playing in theaters for a while. But this is kind of a a nice alternative is to sit in your living room and watch the various streaming services, especially Netflix. Mm-hmm. Okay. I think that's it for me.
Okay, well, you've given us some great choices again, Melanie. So thanks very much, and stay safe.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye now.
Bye.